Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about this Customer Care Week thing that we've been talking about a little bit yesterday, a little bit today. And by the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Lots of stuff there on my website that will help you. And by the way, that website is 14 years old this month. And we're very proud of it, and we hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. This Customer Care Week, folks, is I know that you're thinking, well, you know, we have Customer Care Week around here all the time. And I wish that every small business owner could see every time their employees talk to a customer, heard them talk to a customer, or saw them helping a customer. If you could do that, folks, if you could somehow find the time, you should find the time to hang around as your employees are talking to customers, and just see if that's the way you would want to you would treat those customers if you were waiting on them. Because I go in a lot of small businesses, and I get a lot of great service when I go in small businesses, but not every time. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're a small business owner, any customer who comes in your business should get great service every time. That's all we have. You don't have any fancy products. Not any fancier than the big companies. You don't have any, you know, you might have a little convenience more than them. Might be a little easier to get into your building. But you may not have a better website than they do. You probably are higher than they are. You're not cheaper. You shouldn't be cheaper. I don't want you to be cheaper. You probably are going to be a little better on the technical side. You're going to give a little better technical service. But what would compel somebody to come back after they came to see you once and they realized that they were going to have to pay a little bit more to get your product than they will for, say, a big box company? And they realize that, you know, that you're small, you don't have an intimidating and fascinating brand like some big companies do. I know why they would come to see you the first time, but why would they come back? What would make them return and pay you more, which you need to be charging in order to stay in business? The only way that they'll do that is if they find something in the way you treated them that they want more of. They're not going to come back for your product, probably. They're not going to come back for the price. They might come back for, if you know some technical stuff that they don't get necessarily from a bigger company. But other than that, why would they come back? They're going to come back because someone treated them in a way that they liked. People will pay if you treat them in the way that they like. If you make it so that and people remember that. Don't you think about the times? I'll bet right now if you could think about times when someone waited on you and you really liked the way they talked to you, the way they treated you, the way they smiled, the way they thanked you for the business, the way they encouraged you to come back, the way they asked you, is there anything else I can do for you? How did I do today? Did I do okay? If they said those kinds of things, if they said your name and then they remembered your name, or you needed something, you thought you needed product A and they showed you that you really needed product B and they sold it to you, even though you would have bought product A, a more expensive product, but it wasn't what you needed and they helped you. That's customer care. That's what it's all about. And small business owners, that's what you have to do. Your customers need to think that you're happy to see them and that you can't wait for them to come back. And don't presume that because that's the way you are, the way you want customers to be treated, you cannot presume that that's what's happening when your employees talk to your customers. You can't presume that. And the reason is because I go in small business owners and I don't always get the kind of care that I just described. I often get, may walk in, I may not even be acknowledged that I'm in the room, that I'm in the building. But here's the worst of it. And this is the absolute cardinal sin, in my opinion, for a small business. I don't care about the big companies. They can take care of themselves. The cardinal sin is not thanking the customer for their business. You can't do that, folks. You must make sure that, and don't presume that your employees are doing this, my friends. You have to listen. You have to ask them, when customers give you their money and you give them their product, are you saying thank you? You need to check on it because it's not happening. It's still not happening in a lot of places. Thank you, folks, is so important. Remember what Nesbitt said. John Nesbitt, 30 years ago, said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And it's come to pass. He was a prophet. That has come to pass. So think about it, folks. It's Customer Care Week. Let's put a little extra effort into making sure those customers know that we are very proud for their, we're very grateful for their business. Love them up, folks. Love up those customers. Going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.